You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. I'm Drew Robinson, and this is Tech in 2 with Wired. Here's the news you need to know in 2 minutes or less. Today's briefing is brought to you by NetSuite by Oracle, the world's number one cloud business system. NetSuite gives you the visibility and control needed to make smart decisions and grow with confidence. Save time and money and gain agility and scale by managing your company's finances in one place, in real time, from your desktop or phone. Start today, right now. NetSuite is offering valuable insights with a free guide, 7 key strategies to grow your profits, at netsuite.com/wired. Get your free guide at netsuite.com/wired. Amphibians glow. Humans just couldn't see it. Until now. New research in Scientific Reports reveals that amphibians actually glow, and always have. Scientists just couldn't see it. You can't go outside and enjoy this phenomenon in regular daylight, though. You need a specific kind of blue light that amphibian skin absorbs only to emit a completely different color back, usually an electric green. Researchers looked at 32 different amphibian species and found every single one of them glows. Now all scientists have to do is figure out why. Extreme weather tracking satellites prepare for launch. Extreme weather requires extreme satellites to track it, and that's exactly what a new generation of satellites is aiming to do. A set of 4 new GOES satellites, or geostationary operational environmental satellites, can track everything from plumes of volcanic ash to space weather. These sats can detect nearly every bolt of lightning in the Western Hemisphere, and the first of the $10.8 billion fleet, which launched in 2016, collected more data in 6 months than all 15 previous GOES satellites over the last 40 years. Another launched in 2018, and 2 more are slated to be sent to the skies in 2021 and 2024. And now for today's fast fact. 2.8 million. That's how many images from the Smithsonian's archive have now been released to the public domain. The Smithsonian is not the first organization to do this, but the move stands out not only for the breadth of the collection, but for the institution's permissiveness. You can download all of these images and models for free and use them however you want, no strings attached. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.